You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer. This is where we are praying. Amen. We're taking the posture of praying without ceasing. Hallelujah. We're choosing to go deeper in our prayer life, in our prayer time with the Lord God Almighty. It is at the place of prayer that we meet God in miraculous ways. It is at the place of prayer that we grow in our hearing of the Lord, that we just recalibrate ourselves unto the things of the Spirit, the way of the Spirit. Hallelujah. That we are worshiping in spirit and in truth. Amen. We're exercising our spirit man. We're surrendering our will for God's will. We're learning to do it even better and even quicker in this place of prayer. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, for this moment in time. I am Mika, and you are blessed. Hallelujah. And we, as one, are praying in spirit and in truth. Amen. So can we just, in this moment, take on the position of worshiping the Lord God Almighty? Let's look to God. Amen. Let's look to God in the midst of the dark, in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the lonely, in the midst of the cries, in the midst of the heartbreak, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the trouble, in the midst of the strife, in the midst of the good, in the midst of the bad, in the midst of, hallelujah, the unknown, in the midst of the confusion, in the midst of the clarity, in the midst of the riches, in the midst of the lack. Hallelujah. We are looking to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, we need you in the midst of the doubt, in the midst of the belief. You know what I'm doing? I'm still rushing to the throne of grace. The Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of need. Hallelujah. And so we are not, I'm saying it for you too, we are not allowing a circumstance, a situation, a feeling, a shortcoming, a failure, a success. We're not allowing anything on the earth, hallelujah, good, bad, and in between, to stop us from seeking the Lord. In fact, we're going to cause everything to push us to seeking the Lord. We are seeking the Lord. Amen. In this hour, we are seeking him. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us. And I'm speaking that he's adding things that we didn't know to ask. So, Father God, right now we worship you. And Father God, right now we seek you. And Father God, right now we look to you. And Father God, right now we exalt you. We stop exalting the problem. We stop exalting the situation. We stop exalting the thing that's bothering us, afflicting us. And we exalt you, hallelujah. And we look to you, hallelujah, and we celebrate you, hallelujah, for you are King of Kings, and you are Lord of Lords, and you are the great I Am. You are Yahweh. You are able, hallelujah. You are the magnificent one. You are El Roy, hallelujah. The Lord who see, God who sees, you see and know all. You are our comforter. You are our Prince of Peace. You are our way maker. You are our ever-present help in the time of trouble. Oh, Jesus, you are our own, the only living God. Hallelujah. At your word. Mountains move at your word. Hallelujah. The seas part at your word. Life happens at your word. Resurrection happens at your word. Reconciliation happens at your word. Restoration happens at your word. Strength happens at your word. Peace happens at your word. Hallelujah. The rebuking that bringeth forth the relief happens at your word. Hallelujah. We come into a knowing and a believing that we are able. Hallelujah. Because you are able at your word. Life and life more abundantly at your word. Miracles, signs, and wonders at your word. So we thank you for your word in this now. We thank you, hallelujah, that you are the word of God. Yes, Lord. The Bible reveals that truth to us, that you are the word of God. In John 1, it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You are the Word. Hallelujah. So we thank you that the Word is showing up in our life. I'm reminded, hallelujah, in the Gospels, when Jesus showed up, when Jesus showed up, there was a man at the pool of Bethesda 38 years. Hallelujah. And at the seeing of his miracle, at the seeing, he could see, hallelujah, how he was that close to being his life being changed, his body being healed, but yet he still wasn't able to press into that place of healing, to press into that place of miracle. It seemed like someone always came and got in the waters before him. But when Jesus showed up, hallelujah, his condition changed. Oh, Lord, we need you. When Jesus showed up, hallelujah, that place of paralyzation, come on, became a place of mobility. That place of stagnation, hallelujah, became a place of acceleration. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. But when Jesus showed up, those dead places turned to living places. Hallelujah. Those impossible places turned to possible places. Hallelujah. We thank you. But when Jesus showed up, hallelujah, Lazarus had to come out of the grave, had to be loose from his grave clothes. Oh, at the word of Jesus. Jesus, we need you. Jesus, we need your word. At the, oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. At the presence of Jesus. When the word was present. Come on. Hallelujah. They had a situation where it was over 5,000. People, and they did not have enough to feed, but at the presence and with the presence and in the presence of Jesus, they took two fish and five loaves and fed over 5,000 people. How is this possible? At the word of God. Oh, Lord. The word of God. Yeah, basando robosia. The word of God. Oh, we need you, Jesus. The word of God will disrupt the lack place. Break up the fallow ground of the lack place. Break up the fallow ground of the discouraged place. Break up the fallow ground of the sad place. Break up the fallow ground of the depressed place. Break up the fallow ground, hallelujah, of the toiling place. Break up the fallow ground of the overwhelming place. At the word, hallelujah, of God. The word. Send your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Yes, this is what God did. God sent his word to the earth. Hallelujah. To save us and rescue us from the curse. To rescue us from the pit of hell. We thank you, oh God, on this day and in this time that the word, you're sending the word of God into our homes. The word of God into our minds. The word of God. Into our lives, our personal lives. The word of God into our workplace. The word of God into the meeting. The word of God in the midst of, hallelujah, that relationship. The word of God in the midst of the dark. The Bible says that God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we are seemingly stuck and don't know which way to go. We need the word of God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Caresandia. The word of God is what we need. Jesus, we need you in the midst. Oh, Kandarabosia. I'm reminded even right now how the disciples being on the seas in the boat, and that the seas were troubled and turbulent. Amen. In the winds tossing, hallelujah, to and fro. When Jesus came, in one account, Jesus came walking in the mist on the seas. Oh Lord, hallelujah. We need you, Jesus, to show up. Hallelujah, Rebasaya. In the midst of the high seas, in the midst of the high emotions, in the midst of the high pain, in the midst of the high debt, in the midst of the highs of being tired and overwhelmed. Oh, my Father. Ooh, we need your word, oh God. And I trust you, Holy Spirit, that you know exactly which word to speak to each and every single one of us. For you know what we need, hallelujah, before we even open our mouths to pray. Before we even know what we need, you know, oh God. Oh Lord, we're praying for a word, hallelujah, of healing, a word of provision, a word, hallelujah, of joy, a word of comfort, a word regarding your instruction of faith, a word of hope, a word, thank you, oh God, for a word. We need you in the midst. Now I'm just seeing when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, hallelujah, was thrusted into the fiery furnace for being unshakable and immovable to their Lord, to God. And they told the king that we will not worship you. And whether or not our God will deliver, we know that he is able to deliver us from this fiery furnace. And whether or not he chooses to, we will not submit to you. We will remain steadfast to serving our God. And the word, oh Lord, the word showed up in the midst of the fire. Oh Lord, hallelujah. We need your word, oh God. We need your word to be our shield. We need you, oh God, to be our refuge. Hallelujah. We need you, oh God, to be our safe place. We need you, oh God. You be our relief. You, word of God. You, word of God, be the foundation, the rock that we are standing on. You, oh God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That even when the storms come, hallelujah, you are the foundation that we are standing on. You are the secret place in which we reside, in which we abide. We need you, hallelujah. We need the word, oh God. And as surely as we need the word, we are asking, speak the word, oh God. Speak a word to us. Oh, Holy Spirit, speak a word to us, Jesus. Oh, speak a word to us, our God, hallelujah, our Father who art in heaven. Speak a word. We thank you, oh God, for the word of God showing up in our lives. We thank you for the word of God showing up in our dreams. We thank you for the word of God showing up and giving us vision. We thank you for the word of God turning it around in our favor. We thank you, hallelujah, for the word of God even making us to be steadfast and say, no, I want you to work your faith in this area. I want you to choose to live by faith in this area and not by sight. Come on, somebody. I want you to speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. Some of us in whatever it is, check it with the Spirit and see if it applies to you. But some of us are wanting God to move the mountain. And God said, no, I've given you the power, and the authority, and the dominion, and the ability, and the faith, to speak to the mountain and command it to be thou removed and cast into the sea. Some of us, regarding some of the situations, God said, I'm going to need you to rise up in the authority and the power that I've given you. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, in Mark 11, that to have faith in God. Yes. Somebody say, what's next? Have faith in God. For verily, he says, for verily I say unto you, whosoever, that's you so ever, that's me so ever, that's we so ever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Why? Because we're speaking out of the oneness of God. We're speaking out of the will of God. In John, hallelujah, in the Gospel of John, it speaks about us abiding. And when we abide in Christ, when we abide in God, when we as a branch are in the vine, hallelujah, and his word in us, somebody say, I need your word to be in me. Hallelujah. Which means what? I need to get in the reading and in the hearing of the word of God. Then we are one and we're speaking out of his will. And when we speak out of his will, it is a guarantee. It is a surety that we will see his will come to pass. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Verse 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe. Yes, Lord. Give us a word that will fuel our belief system in you. Hallelujah. And the one who says that with God, with me, all things are possible. Lord God, give us a word that will fuel, strengthen, magnify our belief. Hallelujah. In you. That there is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing too hard for you, that you are the omniscient one, all-knowing one, that you are the all-powerful one, the omnipotent one, the all-present one. Yes, even right now, you are with each and every single one of us, exactly where we are. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Because I'm not desiring outside of God. I'm desiring inside of God. It is his desires that he put on my heart. It is his desires that I'm operating out of. Lord God, any place, any desire that I have that is not you, strip it from us, oh God. Strip off every desire that is not of you, God. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Lord God, search us. Any place, oh God, where there's bitterness, hardness, callous being developed, unforgiveness operating. Hallelujah! May we forgive by faith, not by your feelings. May we forgive by faith, not our understanding. May we forgive by faith. Oh, Lord. Forgiving by faith is creating a space and an opportunity for God to meet us there. That is a place where now I'm pleasing God and God get to minister to me and heal that area and bless me, hallelujah, and water that dry area. Unforgiveness is a place of dryness. Yes, I need you to water me. Water us, oh God. Water us, hallelujah. Water us. Nourish us. Marinate us in your love, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Transform us while we're in your presence, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Heal us as we seek your face, oh God. I'm reminded right now, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, that the woman with the issue of blood, in her seeking Jesus, with a steadfast mind and a steadfast speech, if you don't know the story, look it up after we finish our time. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. In her seeking with a steadfast mind and a steadfast speech, she came into her healing. Hallelujah. But there was a period of time that her steadfast mind and her steadfast speech did not match her physical condition. What are we going to do? Are we going to allow our physical condition to dictate what we think and what we speak? Are we going to allow our financial condition to dictate what we think or what we speak? Are we going to allow, hallelujah, our professional condition to dictate what we think and what we speak? Are we going to allow what other people who are not omniscient? Are we going to allow them who are not omnipotent? Who God is able to take, like the scripture says in Proverbs, that the king's heart is in God's hand. And as like the rivers of water, he turn it whatsoever he will. Are we going to allow, come on, y'all, what other people say to dictate what we think or what we speak? Hallelujah. Are we going to allow a momentary, a seasonal wilderness, hardship, toil, mourning to dictate what we believe and who we believe? This is why we must continue to press into his presence. Why we must continue to have a lifestyle of praying without ceasing. Yes, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Oh, glory. The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. Well, I'm going to worship, hallelujah, in the midst, because I need your presence. And you show up in the midst. We see it in scripture. God, in the beginning, showed up in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the empty, in the midst of the void. His word, the word of God showed up. Oh, I'm going to worship you, because I need you to show up in the midst of this. I need you to show up, oh God. Help us, oh God. Hallelujah. Resandiria. Yes, Lord. We see, hallelujah, God showing up and pulling Jesus out of the pits of hell into the resurrected place. We see, yes, Lord, God being our shepherd who is with us as we go through, ladies and gentlemen, through the valley of the shadow of death. We see God showing up in the midst of the reports. We see God showing up. Yes, Lord. We need you to show up in the midst of the scares, in the midst of the fear. You, oh God, we need you. Hallelujah. In the midst of the angst, in the midst of the sleepless nights, we need you, oh God. Oh Lord, we need you. And not just in the bad. We need you in the good. We need you in the midst of the prosperity. We need you in the midst of the success. We need you in the midst of the rulership. We need you in the midst of the promotions. We need you in the midst of the leadership position. We need you in the midst of the ministerial position. We need you. Hallelujah. Resaya. How do we know? We see it in scripture. When Solomon is now become king, he said, I need you to give me. Jesus asked, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? I need you to give me understanding and discernment to know how to, wisdom and knowledge and revelation and all of the things in order for me to do my job. We must be dependent on God. Hallelujah. We must never get to a place where I'm dependent on my talent. I'm dependent on my resume. I'm dependent on my networking skills. I'm dependent on my money making skills. I'm dependent on my money. I'm dependent on the thing on the earth. My treasure is in you, God, and not in earthly vessels and not in earthly things. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, we need you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Psalm, hallelujah. It talks about, let me turn to it. It talks about being planted. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. It talks about, let's read Psalm 1. Yep. Why? Because I need you. I must be rooted in you. Yes, Lord. We must be rooted in you. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm going to just read all of Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, here we go. If I had a highlighter, I'm highlighting. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. My delight is in the law of the Lord. My delight is walking by faith and not by sight. My delight is in pleasing God. My delight, hallelujah, is laying my will down that God's will be made manifest in my life. It is my delight to seek the Lord. It is my delight
to follow his commandments. It is my delight to obey him. Come on, somebody.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night.
What am I meditating on? What are we thinking on? What are we rehearsing? Lord God, let us rehearse your word. Let us rehearse our time together. And when you showed up and spoke, let us rehearse that when I was praying for a thing and I saw you move in that area. Let me rehearse that. And let me, and if we're rehearsing past things, let us stop rehearsing those things. Yes, Lord. Let us stop rehearsing what someone said or didn't say, what someone did or didn't do, what I did. Let us stop rehearsing the place that keeps us in unforgiveness. Let us stop rehearsing fleshly things.
Yes, Lord.
Carnal things. The Bible says to be carnally minded is enmity with God. Let me rehearse. Let us cause us to be spiritually minded. Oh, Lord God. And if it takes some practice, Lord God, thank you for your grace that we're practicing and growing in this area. Getting better. That even 6 months from now, I'm better at rehearsing and delighting in the law of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Yes, we will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in our season. In his leaf, our leaf, your leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth, whatsoever you doeth, whatsoever we doeth shall prosper.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making us like trees planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, that we're not withering in this season. My mind is not withering. Our mind is not withering. Our body is not withering. Our finances will not wither. Hallelujah. Our opportunities are not withering. We are prospering in this season. Cause us to prosper in this season. Prosper in ways that we can't even imagine right now. Because your word lets us know that you do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. We're believing you and declaring for a prosperity that is beyond what we can ever ask, think, or imagine. Let us not be weary in well-doing, O God. Let us trust you and lean not on our own understanding, Lord God. The word is what we are leaning on. The word of God is who we are leaning on.
Yes, Lord. Oh, glory. Glory to your name, O God. 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 We thank you for the word of God, the word of long life, the word, hallelujah, that you're satisfying us with good things. Taste and see that the Lord is good. We thank you for the word, hallelujah, of God. the word of God that sendeth in love, the word of God that sendeth in joy, the word of God that sendeth in laughter. I'm reminded that the word of God, Resaya, Abba Father, our God, the word of God spoke to Abram in a dead place, spoke to Sarai in a barren place. The word of God upgraded their identity. The word of God quickened the dead thing, hallelujah, the dead place in them, and brought forth life. The word of God caused them to be fruitful and multiply. The word of God caused them to enter into what they deemed impossible. The word of God is what we are depending on. The word of God is who we are depending on. The word of God is what we are being influenced by. The word of God is what we are listening to. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. The word of God is what we are hearing. The word of God, hallelujah, is dictating, hallelujah, our choices. The word of God is coloring our responses. The word of God is our response. The word of God is our wisdom. The word of God is our discernment. The word of God, hallelujah, is our revelation. The word of God is, hallelujah, our resurrection. Jesus says, and talking to the woman at the well, I am the resurrection. The word of God. Oh, Lord, the word of God. The word of God breaking up the barren places. The word of God quickening and opening our womb. Hallelujah. Both physical and spiritual. Hallelujah. The word of God being like a magnet attracting, hallelujah, the wealth and the riches and the health, the word of God causing us to become attractive and stand out as favorable. That just at the word of God, for some reason, they don't even know why they're choosing us. They don't even know why they're looking to us. They don't even know why. It's the word of God that's all on us. I just heard like smeared on us, like the anointing. It's the word of God. We don't know how we were able to garner so much success in such a little time. It's the word of God. Someone said the word of God. The word of God, aka favor. Joseph had favor. Joseph, in Genesis, if you're not familiar, read it. It's in Genesis, the story of Joseph. But Joseph had favor on him that caused him in the midst of the mistreatment, in the midst of the betrayal. It was the word of God that carried him through. The word. He had a dream in the beginning. It was that word, hallelujah, that was in operation in his life. Come on, somebody. That word, hallelujah, caused him to go from the pit to the palace, from the prison floors, hallelujah, to the palace levels. Somebody say, your dream is coming true. Some God gave us some dreams and some visions. And we thank you, oh God. And I believe in and prophesy to some of us, hallelujah, that it's time for them dreams to be manifested. We're coming into the manifestation. And notice, right before the full manifestation of the dream that Joseph had, it was the direct opposite. It was all the way dark, all the way far from. He was all the way far from. I don't even know if that is grammatically correct, but we're going to say it. He was all the way far from that dream come into pass. But to God, he was right at the door. We're closer than we think. You're closer than you think. We thank you for the word, oh God, of encouragement in this place. We thank you for the word of life in this place. The word of renewal in this place. The word of perspective in this place. The word of understanding that you're speaking to us in this place. The word of revelation that you are whispering to us in this place. The word, hallelujah, of wisdom in a still small voice in this place. The word, hallelujah, resa katia rebasandaraya, of you. You, God, you, Jesus, in this place. Yes. May we cultivate that place of intimacy with you even more. May we cherish and delight that place of intimacy with you even more. And we thank you, Lord. And we bless you, Lord. And we love you, Lord. And we worship you, Lord. And we praise you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Penavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Penavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.